for the most memorable learning experience, I think it may be having my tutorial class at British Council, because I have two different kinds of tutorial classes, and the classes in British Council is more funny because there are lots of games and movies to watch. And I especially remember that I've watched the movie Mr. Bean. But indeed, we can't learn any English from Mr. Bean, but still, there are some people speaking English in the movie, and I may sometimes listen to English, and I think this is a good way because I love watching movies, and I think it's interesting.
So you use English to entertain you?
Yes, I used to watch English movie and listen to English songs, which while I'm listening to English songs, I will listen to the lyrics so that I can learn how they kind of write their sentences. And also while watching movies, I usually won't look at the subtitles, which I think I can learn from it.
And what about reading? Do you have a memorable reading experience in English?
For the reading experiences? I think it will be the Charlie and the Chocolate Factories. I read it in secondary one because our school is a compulsory reading booklets and books, and I have to read it. But indeed, before I really read this book, I have watched the movie before, and I love this book because I think that it's funny, and like while I'm reading it, I think that I can find my childhood because it's so funny, so much children stuff in it. Yeah, so I enjoy it.
And what advice would you give to students who are in senior secondary school to help them get through the DSE?
For the senior students, I won't recommend them to read a lot of books and movies at that time, because I would suggest this for them to read it while they're in primary school. But for when they are senior students, I would recommend them to go to some tutorial schools or ask your teachers to teach you some phrase, like phrasal verbs or some motto, because I think it will be more useful instead of reading books, because the process will take longer time and more slow. So doing more exercise is also important. For example, write more composition in it.
So you're still in your first year of uni and you haven't decided on a major, but you may well go into the stream of English. So what do you intend to do once you graduate then?
Indeed, I would like to participate in public relations instead of being a teacher, because most people think that I'm going to be a teacher because I study English, but instead I love holding activities, I love holding events, so I would like to be a public relationship or events planner in the future. But still, I would like to learn English and choose English as my major, because I think that if you are a PR, it is important that you know English, because there are lots of different people from all around the world or some international brands which require you to speak fluent English. So I would like to choose it.